Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, the seventh day of May, 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. And I am going to attempt as best I can to take your phone calls. We also have Catherine Albrecht joining us over a new DARPA/Pentagon report that they, for the military safety, of course. The TSA needs to stick their hands on your pants for your safety, and they need to surveil you without warrants for your safety and put sodium fluoride in your water and cancer viruses in your vaccines for your safety. But for the military personnel's safety, they all need implantable microchips. My cousin, I don't know, it must have been a decade ago now, I saw him out at a family event, and he was a military officer, still is, and he said, he's in the Army. He said, wow, you're not making this stuff up. They called us all together, several hundred officers, and told us that selective forces would start getting microchips soon and then it would be classified. I saw him a few years later and he wouldn't talk to me about it. And he said, I'm not going to discuss it. So I guess he probably got the microchip for all I know. We're not in Kansas anymore. But I'm still kooky and bad for saying it's coming, even though now it's in place. Because everybody knows they don't microchip the troops. I mean, that'd be an Orwellian police state. Everybody knows they don't listen to our phone calls without warrants. That's illegal. Everybody knows. Right? Everybody knows there's not re-education camps in America. Everybody knows they're not going to put political dissidents in them, even though they say they are. Everybody knows America's run by the American people. Of course, we're not. So we have a big decision to make here. Are we just going to go along with this and just kind of be acclimated to it? That's what's happening. Everything is a Pavlovian dog training acclimation. The TSA in the airports, now on the streets, the military at every public event, posters and signs saying support the military. That means support the globalists that control our military. I mean, if you're even halfway awake, this is cartoon-level propaganda. If I was Kurt Vonnegut and going to write a satirical, futuristic police state 50 years ago, which he did write several books like that, I couldn't come up with something out of my imagination this over-the-top. And to have giant swaths, giant cutlets of the population totally unaware of what's going on. Walking into machine gun fire, the GMO, the aspartame, the bisphenol A, the chemicals, all of it, the death rates just skyrocketing. We are in the middle of a Holocaust. We are in the middle of a genocidal operation. The numbers are all there, just off the charts. If I could put graphs up here on screen for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, we are going to do some more of these graphs we've done in the past, not just showing government killing 262 million people last century, but all the other big events. It is mind-boggling. It is mind-blowing that governments have learned to not line you up and shoot you because people will go ahead and know they have nothing left to lose and fight back. They just slowly start poisoning the food and water. Everybody's stumbling around, poisoned by it, in a near narcoleptic state. And you can just see it happening everywhere. And all your neighbors got cancer, the other ones got it. Yeah, their kid's dying of it. Yeah, my buddy at work's wife's dying, 25. Yeah. Most of the kids on my block are autistic. Well, that's just the way it is. Hey, Walgreens has got some free flu shots going right now. Hey, let's get some GMO cornflakes. Huh? How's that sound for Junior? Yeah, DU is good for the troops, too. Stay with us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host, and if you're a new listener, all I want is to be free. All I want is a chance for others to be free. I want my human dignity, and I am very concerned about the number one unnatural killer of human beings in history, and that, of course, is government. In every culture, every society, every period of history, undoubtedly, University of Hawaii, Chicago, Business School, they've all done studies. You can look it up for yourself. Democide killed 262 million people in the 20th century. The numbers in the last 12 years, 11 and a half years of this new century are well over 10 million. Government. I'm going to say that again, is the number one threat. But on the television, in the control room, in the television, back in the break room, we have different newscasts on, and whether it's Fox or CNN, Fox in this room, CNN in that room, or MSNBC down the hall as we monitor globalists, different flavors of poison Kool-Aid here in the global Jim Jones compound, they give you, you know, choices, different flavors of it. that has the same deadly globalist ingredients. All I heard about is how they're toppling Al-Qaeda, a big victory, but the new enemy is domestic groups. And I even heard Anwar al-Awlaki, how they killed him last year. And what a great victory that was. This is a guy admitted to work for the FBI and the Pentagon and to meet secretly with the Pentagon. And I've even had Colonel Schaefer on to openly say, and he worked at the highest levels of national security, that yes, Anwar al-Awlaki was, quote, a double agent working for the Justice Department. Well, it's not a double agent. Four of the five Al-Qaeda leaders were all born in the U.S. The mastermind of the 7-7 bombing, a SWAT, was admittedly MI6. That came out in the BBC and even Fox News. It's not debatable. Al-Qaeda works for the bankers, for the enemies of this country. And they use the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our liberties. It's so elementary. They just said we're going to build up a giant police state in Spain without warrants and build FEMA camps for the American people. The globalists would have never gotten away with it. But, oh, it's for the scary men with the turbans. Come on. This is so simple. This is so elementary what's going on. Now, let me give you a rundown of what's coming up today. DARPA is announcing the plans to move forward with microchipping the troops. That's already been going on covertly. I even have it firsthand from a member of my family, who I guess followed orders and took the chip because he does not want to hear about it now. He's like, oh, yeah, they all told us that the next few years, the officers and then also special forces and others were going to be getting microchips, subdermal. He goes, wow, you're really right about this. Man, I thought you were crazy. Not anymore. Now it's basically you probably kept me from getting promotions just because they found out that you're related to me and I don't want to talk to you. You're right about all this stuff, but don't ask me about it. Don't ask me about it. Okay, whatever. Now, there it is, Business Insider, WorldNet Daily. DARPA is saying they want the troops to be chipped for their safety, of course. So Catherine Albrecht is coming up to break that down in the third hour today. Continuing here, we have this Holland guy getting elected, and on the front page of InfoWars.com, we've got a photograph of this guy. He looks super creepy. But what have I told you was going to happen? The banksters get the governments of Europe, the United States, England, Australia, Scotland, Ireland, all of them, all under the same management globalist system to sign on globally. This is an old number. It's approaching Dr. Tarpley and many other economists say 2,000 trillion. But it was 1.5 quadrillion. The Washington Post a couple years ago said it was 644 trillion was the United States share of this. Let me say that again. 640 plus trillion. The entire GDP is 14 something trillion a year. The debt is 15 something trillion. This isn't our debt. And Iceland said no. After a year of fighting, we're not going to, quote, pay off these derivatives. And then it turned out 90%+ was not owed by them. And the bankers that did run the country fled. Everybody else has fallen. Greece, Ireland, we've fallen to it. Now Spain. And they tell you in the news, you owe this. It's your fault. And a part of it is the social welfare system that's meant to make you dependent. So you pay in to your pension. And so they can steal it through government and through inflation. And so you're tied in and desperately connected to the system and never want to pull out of it. But I told you, I said the fake revolutions in Europe will be socialist. And that's what's happened with this Holland character. And they replaced the globalist Sarkozy, so-called right wing, give me a break. They've gotten rid of him, and now they bring in a guy who says he's going to raise taxes. Now they bring in François Hollande, who is a open, committed world government globalist, and who says, I'm going to raise taxes on the rich. That means people making the equivalent. It's a global model under the OECD, $125,000 a year converted over into euros. You notice that's what Obama says is rich here. This is global standardization because they don't want people to be able to run away with their wealth. So you got Warren Buffett, you got Bill Gates, you got all the top globalists on television and in print every day. There's articles and newscasts. I mean, I'm in restaurants, hotel rooms, anywhere. Turn on the television, it's Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett and Ted Turner saying the rich need to pay more, raise taxes. What they mean is middle class pay more. The money is then paid in banker bailout. And I know you've got this as an audience, but we need to get this out to the general public. Because when they fully implode the United States, which we're already in the process of, they're going to offer socialism as the solution, and they're going to have the 50 million people on food stamps, and they're going to have the 100 plus million others that are on some form of welfare or government assistance. That's half the country, roughly. And then the contractors and everybody else, they're going to go out and say, give me my big government. And they are going to continue to raise taxes on the middle class to destroy the productive part of the economy. They don't want it to be productive. Then they're going to lower the standard of living. And that's what globalism is. That's the plan. To wreck you, to rob you, and to make you totally dependent on them. And then have the economy collapse and then reorganize the economy under total command and control, authoritarian edicts. You can call it whatever you want, but it's 31 flavors of corruption, 31 flavors of tyranny. They don't teach real political science in colleges. They don't teach full spectrum dominance. They don't. What's taught to the political class, most of them are just idiots, is not even reality. They don't teach it's corporate fascism that sits on top and funds a socialism that then moves into a communism with globalists offshore using that to squeeze the serfs. It's feudalism. You know, the proper term is neo-feudalistic serfdom. That is the most accurate term that you can find in some political text. I mean, that's why you, just as George Orwell talked about the fact of the, you know, the plan under Ingsoc was to destroy the language where you couldn't even communicate. In England, if you call someone homosexual, you're arrested. The scientific name, the police come and arrest you. There's no law. The law just says they can define what's racist. And the BBC and the Sun are both reporting that, the police are telling their own employees and own people, if you use the word blacklist for websites or for information, you will get in trouble or be arrested. You're like, but because it might mean racism. No, blacklist means blacking out someone's name off a list of vendors. You know, when the NSA blacks out something, that's blacklisting it. Blacklist means strike your name off. Means put you on the list of people that you don't associate with. They have the term blacklist in different formulations in every culture. But again, they're now assaulting words and telling you that they're bad. And so all over the world, they are involved in attacking productivity because productivity and wealth means independence. And the globalists are control freaks. They enjoy poverty and pain. They love being the only ones with the wealth. And the richest people in the world, from the Rockefellers to the Rothschilds, 24/7, just go look at their quotes daily, are saying, raise taxes, please throw me in the briar patch. Oh my gosh, when they write the laws to be exempt. And it is a giant fraud. And the French, if you even believe the election results, have absolutely asked for it. And that's why France is dying and the French culture is dying. And it's all by globalist design. All been done by design. And the same thing's happening here. And as they implode things, the answer is going to be socialism. The answer is going to be total control. And those of us that produce are going to be absolutely sucked off of by these parasites. Now, when we come back, Paul Watson has now read the entire Army Reeducation Camp document. and it has torture and slave labor in it.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Coming up, we're going to look at different parts of the world and what the globalists are up to. Trying to control revolutions and get the people to vote in even more control in their attempt to get away from the globalists. Also, there is a Daily Mail article confirming what we've known for a long time. Many of the top cosmetic makers and others are busy taking parts from aborted fetuses, and women are taking pills filled with the flesh of dead babies, believing it's a fountain of youth. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Now, it looks like the portrait of Dorian Gray, though. I would not want to see what your soul looks like. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea. More than 17,000 pills smuggled into the country have been intercepted since last August. They're viewed as a miracle cure for all ailments, but unsurprisingly, they are harmful. Yeah, no kidding. And I was thinking this weekend about Soylent Green, the movie where, you know, the globalists have destroyed the environment and everything. It's actually an anti-human film and posing as a pro-human film. Charlton Heston's in it. And they find out that the Soylent Green is made out of people. And I was thinking, Soylent Pepsi, we need a graphic with Soylent Pepsi. Because, you know, a year or so ago it came out, they had a biotech company that were connected to fetal tissue stuff in developing different flavors, flavonoids, I guess. And sure enough, then a few months ago, they had a big board meeting and a court ruled, a federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor. Soylent Pepsi. But see, oh, a movie's shocking, but oh, they take babies that are already born, sometimes months old. They come and they grab them, and they throw them in a bucket. And then they beat the parents. They take the woman and sterilize her. In fact, I meant to cover this last week, guys. It was in a major newspaper. I think it was London Telegraph. U.S. funding for sterilization in India. Or aid money funding for sterilization of men and women in India. And again, I just see this all the time. And then I hear yuppies, they say, well, there are too many people. But, okay, let's say there are, just for the sake of argument. You're being poisoned, okay? They're putting fluoride in your water, GMO, total sterilization. It's like 99%+ in all mammal species within three generations under this. That's confirmed. We're dead. This is a big deal. It's over. If we don't totally reverse things, because humans have a longer generation than rats. In a couple of years, you can do three generations on guinea pigs or lab mice or white lab rats, whatever the case is. And it's the same findings with all of them. So we're about 20 years into the deep GMOing and 50 into the fluoride and others, or 60 plus, actually. The point is we're about a third of the way into this right now, and we've got to pull out of this quick. You see, the globalists have something over us that it's so over the top what they're doing that people just have trouble interfacing. Here it is. UK aid helps to fund forced sterilization of India's poor. London Guardian. Money from the Department of International Development has helped pay for controversial program that has led to miscarriages and even deaths after botched operations. Yeah, they give them special tetanus shots, including here in the U.S., where the women get sterilized on the spot, or they especially look for pregnant women. It kills the baby inside or causes just unbelievable problems. But hey, you know, all these genetic ailments the kids are getting, you see, you go out in public, kids in wheelchairs everywhere. Rock on, New World Order. Rock on. Rock on. I mean, you see, I know all of this, and I know I'm right, and I know it's going to get a lot worse. But the horror is so great that the average person cannot face it, just cannot believe it. We're going to go to break and come back with Paul Watson with a detailed report. I'm going to be honest, I probably only read 100 pages of the 300-plus page Army Field Manual. Paul Watson has now read the entire thing and written five articles on it. And unfortunately, it's got slave labor camps in America for the American people. We've known that was coming for a long time. And torture. And this is not an Army Field Manual. This is a confession. This is a confession of pure evil.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
History, wild, extreme government killing is the norm. Every culture, at one time or another, has demanded the firstborn young be killed and given to the state. Given to the state to be killed. That's part of purging the underclasses. So elites in every culture always thought the population was too great. Every time they've got enough slaves to do their work for them, they start seeing them as roaches that they want to get rid of. There's total disdain in elites across cultural lines throughout history. You'll have, you know, the founder of a civilization or a city-state who is intelligent and altruistic in many cases, but their great-great-grandchildren just become unhappy, spoiled, rotten scum, and there's all the sex and power, and they're worshipped as gods. And they always want to be able to arrest whoever they want, rape whoever they want, and burn down cities for fun. It's a tropism, like a plant sprouts out of a seed and goes towards the sun. This is what civilization is. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. This is what civilization turns into during times of decadence. And if we're not decadent right now worldwide. I don't know what is. Now, Paul Watson last week wrote some articles off of an army manual that the government and others and, you know, the media has covered. They've confirmed, yeah, this is a real army manual. This is what's currently being taught in the last 2 years to prepare for re-education camps of political dissidents in America. And more than 30 places it says for U.S. citizens, social security numbers, how to arrest us, how to duct tape us, how to put us in, you know, stress compliant positions, torture, and how to use us for forced labor. Well, that's always been the point. The civilian inmate labor camp program was the beta testing of convicts under U.S. military control, state and federal inmates. Now it's going to go to the political dissidents. And that's the whole point of this. I mean, that's Walmart built its business on political slaves in factories. They're locked up in jail cells at night. They're brought into highly controlled factories during the day. Most Chinese public schools now, the children go to school part of the time, work in factories the other part. Firework factories and, you know, Foxconn factories building Apple iPads. There's a lot of blood found in the textiles now. Little kids literally work their fingers to the bone. So this is what's going on. And so we built this horrible economy that destroyed our old real economy, our value-added economy, on slave goods. Now we're going to become, I mean, it's kind of like bulkheads in a ship, and you lower one, the water comes into the next. So globalism lowers everybody. It doesn't rise anybody up but the globalists, because, again, they're eugenicists that want to set up a world police state to cut off resources to kill the majority of us in the wars and the famines that come out of it and the depressions, and say, you're on welfare now, but you've got to be sterilized. And I have a stack of news from Latin America, Asia, India, where you want health care? Sterilize yourself. Indian father forced to have a vasectomy to save his son. He was forced to have a vasectomy by doctors in exchange for treating his young son after he was bitten by a suspected rabid dog. This is standard. It's always been that way for 50 years. India offers cars and TV sets for sterilization. And again, there's almost more Indians than there are Chinese. I understand that in many areas of India, it's hellish. But the point is that this is being done covertly, and you need to know about it. And just because you're some racist white yuppie, and you're like, come on, there are too many people. Really? It's being done to you. But the globalists hate you even more. You're the number one enemy, because we have the birthright of the Magna Carta and the Republic and 1776 Declaration of Independence. All the trouble the New World Order's had has come out of the West. The New World Order conquered the West and now has its power because of it. But the fight is here. The evil is here in Western Europe, the UK, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. The evil is centered there. But it's also the good is centered there. So this is where the controls are. This is where the battle's happening. And we are dead. The West is dead. 1.3 replacement rate for every two parents. We're dead right now. Most actuaries show it can't even be reversed. If the average person started having seven children and they've economically married, I saw articles this weekend in the U.S. where they're now saying just being poor, the CPS is going to try to take your kids now. You think you're going to go out there and live on the land? They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Now I want to take you to Paul Watson, and then we'll take calls in the second hour. We've got a lot of other news we're going to get to as well, but Paul Watson wrote an article last Friday. And it said Obama mentor wanted to put 25 million Americans in re-education camps. And this is the type of self-censorship, because people, it's a meme, a weak come and tell pro meme, say we exaggerate or that it's hyperbole. And sometimes I do exaggerate, not on purpose, but, you know, it's a natural thing to do. And I catch myself and back it off. But that's probably one time out of 100, literally. Most of the time when I hear my show later, I am cutting back on how hardcore it is. I'm automatically governing it because I can't even believe it at a subconscious level. It's so incredible. And I call Watson up and I said, hey, buddy, your headline says you wanted to incarcerate 25 mil. It says kill, liquidate, kill. And then I go in and we start having a debate about what eliminate means. And I go, but he goes on to say, means kill. Put kill. They want to kill, kill, kill. And is it sensational? You bet. Tyranny is sensational. DARPA coming out and saying, yes, we're going to microchip the troops. I got news for you. It's already been going on with officers and special forces. I don't just have documents and news articles on it. I've got family. And again, these cops call and I go, oh, so you've been training with the military. Oh, you've had the military and warrant service. Well, Alex, I'm not really supposed to talk about it, but yeah. You're not supposed to talk about it because it's illegal. Torture is illegal. Ordering people to torture is illegal. And of course, you said, well, it's just Al-Qaeda. Oh, it ended up being raping children. This is where it always goes. It's what it always turns into. The globalists want to legalize everything they do. And so what they're doing is they're just legalizing it in practice. They're just setting precedents. And now that we get deeper down the mine shaft, it's going to get crazier and weirder by the day, okay? They want the average person to be like a child and to be unable to deal with real issues. And so I've read the document, over 100 pages of it. Watson's read the whole thing. It's got duct tape, hoods over heads, solitary confinement, stress positions, and it has whole paragraphs on how great these laborers will be for army jobs. So it's got slave labor. See, we call it forced labor. There's Watson ratcheting back what it really is. It's slave labor. The stress positions described and the rest of it, that's torture. So here's the headline today. Re-education camp manual includes rules on isolating political prisoners. Document also describes forced labor. My headline would be, Army prepares forced labor camps for American citizens. Again, I'm not criticizing Watson here. I'm trying to get us all to get our minds around this. If you studied history, what's about to happen is the norm. Okay? People are like, this can't be happening. It's all happening. It's all. They're telling you, give up all your rights because of Al-Qaeda that's non-existent. Meanwhile, in 1 week, there have been, what, 36 beheadings on the U.S.-Mexico border? I mean, it's total war bedlam. And the government's all saying the American people are the enemy. The government isn't the government. Paul Watson has now read the entire document, 300-plus pages. I just did Control-F searches through it and read over 100. And we've had the COINTELPRO calling in saying, oh, it's not for citizens, when the whole thing says it is, just to make the debate about is it for citizens, hoping we wouldn't read deeper. And the few guys that got through had this power trip in their voice, very calmly saying, it doesn't say that. Because they feel like they're part of the system. They feel like they're going to be part of this. And let me tell you, all these TSA people that are going to be the new National Police Force, they are looking forward. Of course they're full of pedophiles and pervs and people. Who else wants to do that? They're going to be the dungeon keepers. And the system admits they're going to be manning the emergency centers. So the police and military are going to go out and arrest you, and they're going to take you to these facilities just filled with pot bellies, with cattle prods and stuff. And let me tell you, I've always been for peaceful resolution of this, but no one can go to a re-education camp. They are going to rape your wife and rape your children. They love it. This is the spawn of literal hell that is upon us. These are enemies here in this country. Paul Watson, break down the latest. We've got to get this article out to everybody, and we need another one. We need to title this, you know, Army Establishing Slave Labor Camps for Americans. I mean, and notice the few mainstream media outlets that report on this are like, oh, well, it's no big deal. Maybe it's needed. I mean, this is how far we've come, Paul.
Well, sometimes, Alex, it doesn't matter what headline you put on it. People will find any way possible to deny it. And as you said, first they said it wasn't for citizens. We disprove that with about a dozen or more separate examples where it says directly if the president passes an executive order that nullifies posse comitatus, then everything in this manual applies to US citizens, and there's several references to US territory. There's a reference to identifying prisoners via social security numbers, so we prove beyond doubt that it does apply to US citizens. So then this whole new thing about, oh, this is just a scenario, it's just a plan for some future event, they're always making plans, the army, this will never happen. It's not a plan, it's a manual. It's to train people, this is how you treat detainees in detention camps. And as we saw from Abu Ghraib, I mean, they treat them a lot worse than what's in this manual even. But this says directly that it's all designed to occur in the US as well. So today, this morning, I went through it once again and found this provision about forced labour, which is, again, if you do a Control F search, like you said earlier, you can find all this. Page 277 of the manual states, detainees constitute a significant labour force of skilled and unskilled individuals. These individuals should be employed to the fullest extent possible in work that is needed to construct, manage, perform administrative function for and maintain the internment facility. So they're going to employ through forced labour the detainees, the prisoners, to build and maintain their own prison camp.
And, well, that's what the New World Order prison planet is. We build our own prison camp. The whole thing's a re-education camp. And that's exactly what I said on RT last week, because I've studied these. These camps are actually to create the trustees to go out and be the operatives in the general public. The real political detainees, they'll never be released. This is mainly a boot camp system for displaced persons, and they become the slobbering, fawning trustees.
All right. It talks about the political prisoners will be separated from the rest of the camp population, and they'll use the PSYOP propaganda on some of the camp population to become informers on the rest of them. So, yeah, that's exactly what it says. And also, with this whole labor issue, the re-education camps, the infamous ones in China and North Korea, which is why all this is so chilling, because the people who don't know that don't know its origins. They don't know that there's 200,000 North Koreans currently in re-education camps over there. But the whole idea behind them is not really re-education. Once they're in the camps, there's no plan to, you know, release them back into society, the political prisoners. It's all about back-breaking forced labor, 14 hours worth of, you know, hard slog with little food and completely inhumane conditions. So that's the case in China and North Korea. And that's why it's such a threat in these manual documents, because, as I said, it mentions forced labor. Also, another thing I found just before, well, about half an hour ago, originally we went with the headline, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And in this manual, they outline how these PSYOP officers will indoctrinate political activists to accept their view of US policy. And they use that word, indoctrination. But if you actually go and look at page 281, they're so brazen that they do use the exact term re-educating. It says, planning and conducting PSYOP to achieve other multinational and or joint PSYOP task force or PSYOP support element objectives, such as reorienting or re-educating the IR facility population, that's the prisoners, or setting the stage for acceptance of future operations. So on page 281, they directly say that these officers are responsible for, quote, re-educating the camp population. So how anybody can be exaggerating that when it's right there in black and white in an army manual training document, again, the level of denial knows no bounds.
And remember, well, that's a psychological warfare point, is to always just deny, even as the tank is ramming into your house, they're blaring, we're not assaulting, come out with your hands up. You come out, they found, most people will, oh, and then they shoot you. So it's just like in Mars Attacks, to use a children's analogy. The aliens are running around killing everybody with a loudspeaker saying, don't run, we are your friends. And the people come out with their hands up, and the aliens shoot them and go, ha, 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 because it's so funny to them. And that's what's so funny, is they call us the extremists who are awake to this and then sit around laughing. It's like Karl Rove telling the media at a cocktail party, New York Times, Washington Post, he said, we control reality, you'll do whatever we say. And the media said, you're right, sir. We'll do whatever you say. So they could say the sky is, you know, black at high noon. When it's not, the media will say it. And here's the deal. They're already in police manuals now saying, go ahead and pick somebody up and take them in. I've seen this in law enforcement magazines. If they've got to get us out of the UN sticker for questioning. And then now you'll just, at first they're starting to set up these facilities where they just take you in for no reason. Everybody's getting used to being arrested. The police have been told, arrest people for no seatbelt, get everybody in the system. Next time you get arrested, you don't come back. And they just hand you over to the feds, you disappear. And for a while they're going to get away with that, but then everybody is just going to start resisting when anybody pulls them over. But that's part of the plan then, and the government's going to say, look, see, the American people are terrorists. They're starting to shoot any cop that pulls them over. I mean, can police see where this is going to go?
Well, I mean, police are going to be involved with doing it because it says, you know, DHS, ICE, FEMA, civil support operations in the aftermath of man-made disasters, terrorist attacks, accidents, or incidents in the U.S.
All right, your Skype's breaking up, Paul. It's usually fantastic. We'll check things on your end and our end, reconnect with you and come back. Yeah, I mean, this is forced labor camps.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Again, criminal interests have taken over. They're going to all go to prison if we ever take the country back. So they're going to overthrow the country completely. And they're going to stage terror attacks, everything else, and use the collaborator media and population to pose as the saviors. I mean, we have been captured by a foreign banking cartel. We are occupied. We've still got some media systems. We are the counter-revolution they warn of. That's why police and all your manuals were demonized. We're what's left of America. It's so simple, but you've got to wake up to the occupation to understand it. Here's Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It was in the Russian slave camps. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. These are folks that didn't have guns. The organs would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Well, I'm Alexander Jones of Texas, of the once great republic of the United States, and we are occupied worldwide. The same management system is in Europe, is in Australia, is in Canada, is in Mexico. It's global management government. And they now are putting TSA everywhere. They're now setting up checkpoints everywhere. They've now got fascist propaganda. They're now admitting they're all listening to us. All of this is happening. World government's being announced. England, total tyranny is being announced. Exact same stuff. Disappearances, secret arrest. China's got the same system. This is global government. We're toe-to-toe with the New World Order. And all over the document, how DHS is going to round us up and put us in camps. And they are hiring with psychological tests. Well, who they hire at the camps in Iraq? People kicked out of federal and state jails for raping people. They are building armies of just the most deranged, sickening demons you can imagine. And they're going to send the police and military out to grab us and carry us back to them. And let me tell you, the public deserves what they get, and those that are part of this deserve what you get. Paul Watson, your comments you were trying to get to on the rest of the document.
Well, I was just making the point that there's this whole meme about, oh, this is on Infowars.com. That means it can't be true. There's a quote that says, this is a continuation of the Infowars narrative of internment camps. This is not a territory. That's what I think.
Yeah, see, we're bad because we're right. When we're right, that's the proof we're bad. We're crazy because we're right. People can't admit that we're right. It's not like, oh, you were right, let's do something. But that's psyops. That's the minority you're listening to, Paul. But it does show they're psyoping.
Well, A, it's laziness because they can't be bothered to read. It's 326 pages. They can't be bothered to read any of it. So it's easier just to say, oh, that's from InfoWars. It's probably BS. But B, my thinking, you know, the media got excited a couple of months ago about President Bashar Assad's emails that were leaked with some mindless nonsense in them. Imagine if they found a leaked document out of Syria where Assad planned to intern political dissidents, force labor and re-educate them. Do you think the media would be interested? Well, yes, they would. Not in this case.
Well said. We have to invade. And they have Al-Qaeda blowing up stuff. And in the news say, see, we've got to go in. Assad's bad. Because Al-Qaeda blew stuff up. I mean, my gosh. Well said, Paul. Let's come back and explore that more. And I'm going to give the number out. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.